Delegates from nearly 200 countries have been meeting here for over a week, and with just 3 days to go, major differences remain. Protesters converged on the conference center Wednesday to make their voices heard about the lack of progress.
I came all the way from Canada because I want to lend my voice and lend my body and anything I can possibly do to advance this cause.
Advancing the agenda has not been easy here. Negotiations have gone well into the night. Tensions surfaced in Wednesday's session over a possible new text to be introduced by Denmark. Some delegates, including from Brazil, India, and China, charged the proceedings lacked transparency. Conference host Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen tried to move the proceedings along.
I think the world is expecting us to reach some kind of agreement concerning climate change and not just continuing discussing procedure, procedure, procedure.
But to little avail.
I think the matter is not just procedural. Actually, it's a very serious issue. It's a substance.
Disagreement remains over extending the 1997 Kyoto Protocol beyond its 2012 expiration date. Developing countries want Kyoto extended alongside a second-track, longer-term agreement. Rich nations favor a single new agreement requiring all to participate. Speaking for the developing nations of the G77 group plus China, Sudan's assistant president Nafia al-Nafi accused rich nations of trying to dismantle Kyoto.
We will oppose an agreement in Copenhagen which in any way results in Kyoto Protocol being superseded or made redundant.
Leaders of over 100 countries are expected here in the final days of the conference. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown was among the first to arrive.
It's possible that we will not get an agreement, and it's also true that there are many issues to be sorted out. I'm determined to do everything I can to bring the world together.
Not much time is left. The conference ends Friday. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Copenhagen.